Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. What would a majority government for Doug Ford give him that a majority government can't? What rationale has he presented for the recognizable burden on Ontarians, candidates, their organizers, and voters of the absolute necessity of a provincial winter election immediately prior to the coming federal election? Seems clear to me that another election so soon would be a waste of our taxpayer money, especially at a time where it is so badly needed elsewhere. With the majority this government already enjoys, it speaks of a lack of confidence on its part to handle what needs to be looked after well enough over the next year and a half to be successful when that election, rightfully, is called. If it isn't confident that it can handle things well, then why should we have confidence in it? And the only way to voice our displeasure with an early election call will be to protest by withholding our votes from the Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario and/or voting for someone from another party. Maybe Ford et al. Should enjoy a minority government, as a majority government is obviously not good enough for him. I would suggest that most voters have had enough with entitled politicians abusing their powers, using financial gimmicks to buy us off in lieu of fulfilling their responsibilities to their citizens, and treating us as if we owe them what they want to do and what they want us to do for them. We in Oro Medonte are well aware that Conservatives have had a lock on this seat for decades. A few hundred voters abstaining or switching maybe wouldn't, won't change that. But we aren't the only Ontarians frustrated by this unexplained, overtly political, and patently unnecessary early election call. Just saying. Sue Garrett, Oro Medonte.